And of course, since the concept of measuring distances with electromagnetic energy was introduced, it wasn't long before it was used in surveying. In the late 40s and early 50s, Canadians were using SHORAN, which is a type of terrestrial positioning based on towers, as you see here, to achieve precisions as high as one part in 56,000 on lines of several hundred kilometers. Now, of course, this was extraordinary in those times, to be able to measure distances of this magnitude. And as it says here in the early 50s, the Aleutian Islands off the coast of Alaska were measured by the by SHORAN. And in the 50s, the United States Air Force did trilateration between Florida and Puerto Rico, and then continued to Trinidad and South America. And of course, trilateration is a familiar term that has come up again in GPS, positioning based upon distances. Now, it's worthwhile to note that SHORAN and its other brothers at LORAN and HIRAN are still terrestrial-based, even though, of course, they're using the electromagnetic signals.